This is the Composer's Datebook for June 1st. I'm John Burge. In 1891, the Czech composer Antonín Dvořák was earning about $3,000 a year teaching at the National Conservatory of Prague. Mrs. Jeanette Thurber, the wealthy founder of the National Conservatory of New York, offered Dvořák 5 times his Prague salary to come to America, where his teaching load would be significantly less. Even so, Dvořák was reluctant to leave his native land, but his wife suggested the family should vote on Mrs. Thurber's offer. Dvořák's son, Otokar, recalled the vote for America wasn't unanimous, but did prevail, so Papa signed the contract, then let it sit on his desk until Mom took matters into her own hand, literally, and mailed it back to America. Dvořák followed in due course. On today's date, in 1893, Dvořák wrapped up his first academic year in America by signing a receipt for his May salary before setting off with the family for a summer vacation in the Czech-speaking settlement of Spillville, Iowa. No doubt, Dvořák would be astonished to learn that in our time, a dealer in celebrity signatures put that receipt up for sale. The salary stub was for $937.50. The asking price for the yellowed slip of paper bearing Dvořák's signature? $2,750. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.